Well, we're joined by a special guest. She resides in Kennedy, Minnesota, Jean Cooney. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Now, you normally are in northern Minnesota for the winter, which is kind of the opposite deal, right? Where most people go south for the winter, you go north in Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah.
If you remember the old Mary Tyler Moore show, Rhoda always said she moved to the north because she thought she'd preserve better. I think there's something to that.
Well, I think we proved that the past 2 weeks with our wind chills of 45 below.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Jean, for joining us on the air here at Pioneer 90.1. Now, let's talk about your expertise, your form of art, and that is writing. You've been writing for how long, Jean?
Well, I've written, well, like most of us, since I was about 5. But
okay.
Then as an adult, I was the director of outreach and communications for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dealt with the press. I did the press releases and articles and speeches and everything along those lines. But I actually have been doing creative writing for a number of years, but it wasn't until 2013 that one of my manuscripts was picked up by a publisher and actually published.
Now, your third book in a series of books called the Hot Dish Heaven Mystery Series is called A Potluck of Murder and Recipes. When I read these titles of your books, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek in your writing, isn't there?
Yes, it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's all meant for fun.
Yeah.
Because my day job required me to be so serious, and by nature I'm not, I needed an outlet. And
yeah.
So that's how these little manuscripts were born. And yeah, they're just about life in northwestern Minnesota. We use actual locations and roads and businesses, but we also have this fictitious group of people up there who frequent the Hot Dish Heaven Cafe, and they have little stories about them. And
mm-hmm.
and each book contains a murder that this young journalist is bound and determined to solve, and the books are all about the colorful characters she meets along the way.
Right.
They're all tongue-in-cheek, they're all fun, and it's just enjoyable reading for either summer on the dock or winter next to the fireplace. And we pepper the stories with old-time Minnesota recipes.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know, in Minnesota we have three food groups: hot dish, Jell-O, and bars. And and these books are peppered with those recipes.
Yes.
Ones we often grew up with.
Yeah, that's right. When I hear you talk about your writing and how you write in this series, I hear two things that I know. I hear an old TV show called Murder, She Wrote, starring Angela Lansbury, and the movie Fargo. I think if you have any intent of putting this into a movie form, it would do very, very well.
Well, thank you very much. I will say this. I was just tickled recently. I'm not much of a TV watcher, so I don't know a lot of these shows, but I was contacted recently by a producer at Hallmark Channel, and they wanted permission to contact the publisher to get copies of the books. And as my publisher was quick to point out, it's not uncommon for producers to do that, so I shouldn't be all excited because
mm-hmm.
more than likely nothing will come of it. But I was still tickled anyway, because I do think they would make funny TV shows, because they are a little bit of Garrison Keillor and Fargo.
Uh-huh.
Fargo, a little lighter
yeah.
touch than we saw in Fargo.
Yeah.
There's no gruesome aftermath.
Yeah.
It's all the crazy antics that happen in this young reporter's attempt to solve the murders.
And again, the series is called the Hot Dish Heaven Mystery Series. Her latest book, A Potluck of Murder and Recipes. And time is slipping away very quickly here, Gene. I want to mention something else. You received a grant from the Arts Council to pay for a large mural. Now, tell me about that, if you would.
Well, in Kennedy, I'm retired now from the Department of Justice, so I actually live in Kennedy a good part of the time. And Kennedy's a little town, and we wanted to do something to dress it up. As we all know, a lot of these little towns are being boarded up, and we don't want to see that happen. And so we talked with the Arts Council, and as the volunteer director of the community center in Kennedy, I made an application to allow a group of women in northwestern Minnesota. It's a group of older women who are all artists, and they, after getting the grant, came and did an incredible mural in town. And it was so fun to see, because you had women in their 70s and 80s out there painting, and kids would come by and they'd make sure the kids got to do a little bit. And people, we actually had people coming out of the cafe and the VFW and bringing over lawn chairs to watch them. It was wonderful. It ended up being a real community experience, and we can't thank the Art Council enough for allowing us to do that.
Where about is it in town, Jean?
Well, actually, the Art Council has supported our several murals in Kennedy.
Okay.
And this one, they're all right along Main Street, Highway 75. And then, you know, you just, if you do, Kennedy's so small, if you just go around a block or so to the east of Highway 75 and just tool around a few blocks, you're going to see all three of them that they have supported so far.
Yeah, just go for a nice drive. Well, I wish we had more time, Jean. If I could ask you how folks can get a hold of your book and your series of books.
Well, they're nationally published, so you can find them at any bookstore or library, or they can order them for you. Or you can purchase them online through Amazon or any other online bookseller, too.
Okay. Again, the series, the Hot Dish Heaven Mystery Series, her latest publication, A Potluck of Murder and Recipes. Jean Cooney of Kennedy, Minnesota, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your winter.
You too.